COVID test on Monday, and then after that, I'll be back to my normal spot, pacing back and forth. But until then, I'm up here. Journeys. Journeys are something that all of us, in one way or another, go through. It's often a metaphor used for life. But a journey through life, from birth to death, is our reality. Journey has a beginning. Things happen in the middle. Hopefully not too chaotic. Hopefully not too difficult. But things happen all the same. And then, an end. Finally, the end of the journey. A journey often is known. You know exactly where you're going, or at least you have a pretty good idea. You have intentions about what the journey will, why it is you're taking the journey. It's well traveled. Been walked before. Those who have gone before us have been walked this journey before us. Otherwise, if it's not known, if it's not well traveled, it's more of an exploration. And today we're not talking about exploration into the unknown. Talking about a journey that should generally be understood, beginning, middle, and end. The disciples in our gospel for today are on a journey. Most of them are fishermen. This is a journey that they have made before. It is known to them. They're not setting out into uncharted territory. They have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And all of that seems pretty set for them. They know what they're doing. In fact, Jesus, sure, go off to pray. We've got this. We'll be all right. And so they do. That middle part, though, they probably have experienced storms before, but this one had them particularly frightened. Was scared. Sometimes the journey doesn't turn out the way we think, especially in that middle part. Seminary is a journey. It is well traveled. It's well defined. There is a beginning, a middle, and an end. When I started out on the journey of seminary, it was kind of understood that more than likely it would be a 6-year process. 1 year after the other, one test after the other, one prayer after the other. Well laid out and traveled before, the journey that others had taken and that I was walking in their footsteps. And yet, as I have made known in the past, that middle part can be rough. The middle part can hold many unexpected realities. And the waters became troubled. A storm arose, and, well, there was a lot of fear. A lot of uncertainty as to how this journey was going to be complete. It seemed so simple, beginning, middle, end. And yet, much of it had been thrown up into chaos. Once I had gotten back from my time away that I've described to you before, I re-entered seminary for an unexpected 7th year of seminary. Me, during that 7th year, I think the best way to describe me is clenched fist. Angry. Angry. Just angry at what had taken place, why I had to do what I had to do, why it seemed like I was so separated from everyone else, why I was out of line. I wasn't supposed to be there. I was supposed to already be ordained. There's an Eric Church song. I hope you like Eric Church. He's amazing. The song is called Mr. Misunderstood. In that song, there's a line spoke to me. during this time, mad at the sun for coming up again. Mad at the sun for coming up again. This was my reality. I was angry. And that's where I was. That's not where I stayed. Not at all where I stayed. But I had thought that the trouble was behind me. I thought, well, I'll get over whatever this hang-up is, and I'll continue on my way once I'm out of seminary. I won't be so angry anymore. Once I'm ordained, I won't be so angry anymore. Eventually, it will end. And then came the time to be recommended for priesthood. I'd already experienced so much that I didn't expect there to be any problems. And that's when another storm came up, a storm that definitely didn't see coming. It was recommended that I wait. Wait? After all this time, I'm being asked to wait? What am I supposed to do? More middle? More middle? What am I going to do with this? I was already angry. Now I just was frightened. What in the world am I supposed to do with this? Sisters and brothers, I was sinking. I was sinking before. I was definitely sinking now. Fear and anxiety, all of that took hold. I sat in the chapel. I prayed and prayed. It began to hit me. Better to go ahead and do what they ask, fall in line, and try to find it, and it turned out just the same way. So I wrote the Archbishop and asked to have ordination delayed. Yet I was still sinking. I was uncertain as to where I was, and even though I had asked for God's assistance in the midst of this, I really hadn't opened. I was too busy staring at my feet. There was troubled waters as the disciples crossed the sea. They thought they knew where they were going. And then came Jesus. It terrified them. He was walking on water in the midst of all of this chaos. Jesus just walking on the water. Don't be too hard on Peter. Don't be too hard on Peter at all. He said, Master, if it is indeed you, command me to get out of this boat and come to you. I said, come, and he did. And the amazing thing is that he did walk on water, for a few moments at least, until he began to look at his feet, until he began to forget about who he was going to. Whom he was trying to find. He lost sight of Christ. He paid too much attention to the fact that he was doing the impossible. Who of us doesn't know what it feels like to sink just a little? Who of us doesn't know what it feels like to have that middle of the journey just pulled right out from underneath? Maybe you're in the middle of your journey now. In fact, all of us are in the middle of our journey. A journey that started for many back there at that baptismal font and will end as we enter the eternal reward heaven. There's troubled waters all around. The waters of our stained glass are not waters of a calm sea. For the most part, they look pretty troubled to me. Is a beginning and an end. The architecture of our church points that out. The baptismal font and the altar. Here's a middle. All of these sacraments helping to show the way. And all along the way is the hand of God. Reaching out for us is desiring to remind us who it is that we are after. Sisters and brothers, Jesus Christ has a hand. It's amazing. He has a hand that reaches out for us still. He didn't leave his body here. He took it with him. He lives with us still. And that hand reaches out to each and to every one of us. The waves are high. Fear is set in. Let's not look at our feet. Let's reach out to the hand that eternally is held out for us. Desire to follow after our Lord, let us proclaim our one faith with one voice. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. Aware of God's quiet presence at work in our lives, we place our needs before Him.
O Pope Francis, successor of Peter, may God continue to bless him with good health and vitality. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For elected officials, may God graciously watch over them in their service to their people. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those sinking in the waters of pain or fear, may Christ, the divine physician, calm them and grant them peace of mind. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all gathered here today, may the Holy Spirit help us more firmly embrace our faith in a loving God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Frank Reedmar, for whom this Mass is being celebrated, for all the faithful departed, may they be welcomed into the eternal life God gives through His Son. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers in our Book of Intentions and for all those prayers, to uphold the